Hello?
Hello,
Bishop. How are you doing today?
I'm good, man. How you feel?
I feel great. I feel great. Thank you so much for calling into the podcast. You don't even know how much this means. I'm a big fan. And just being able to talk with you, it's great in itself.
That's great. That's great. I'm glad to hear that.
Hey, I heard you was a little under the weather this week. You feeling better?
Yeah, I'm really good, man. I'm excited.
All right. I'm excited to see you. See, you're going to be with the Festival of Praise tour later on tonight here in Detroit. How's that tour going so far?
Man, this tour is like one of the best tours that I've ever been on, man. It's going good.
Okay. All right. Because you yourself, you are an accomplished artist at but you up there with some heavyweights yourself, so it's like that inner fan. I know I've done my homework a little bit. You're a bit of a choir man yourself, so I know being around these gospel greats, you know, it got to be an experience for you, too.
Yeah, it's a great experience. It's a little different for me because, you know, like you said, I'm a choir man. I'm used to 40 people, 40 to 50 people standing behind me singing. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah.
It really actually, you know, and I really give Fred a lot of credit for this because it kind of broadened my horizon, if I can say that. It kind of gave me a lot of confidence that I can do what I do without 50 people behind me. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it's good.
Now, all right, I got a little conflicting report, something that you can, we were doing our notes. See, you... Your church, you know, Love Fellowship Tabernacle, that's in New York, but you live in Orlando?
Yes, I live in Orlando. I have two churches. I have a church in New York and a church in Pennsylvania, but I actually live in Orlando. I just moved there about 3 years ago.
That's a bit of a commute, don't you think?
It's a major commute, but, I love it.
Okay. Yeah, I just came from down there. We were talking about that a little bit early on the podcast. We had to had the layover in Orlando. We went to Puerto Rico for vacation, but we got hit up with Matthew, you know?
Oh, that's cool.
You get a taste of that while you was down there?
No, actually I was in New York.
Okay. I'm glad you're safe. I'm glad you got it out. But one thing I want to speak to you about is, see, you're a pastor, bishop, pastor over your churches as well as a recording artist. How do your congregation react to that? Because you got to kind of wear both hats, you know?
Well, you know what? They understand the mission, and I don't get too much flack from them because I am home every single Sunday. So as long as I'm home on Sundays, they good.
Okay. That's cool. I'm glad they understand that because sometimes it's, you know, you're a leader, but at the same time, you know, they turn on TV and they see you singing. It can put some mixed messages out there. I'm glad you're not really, you know, struggling with that. I'm glad that people kind of understand that people can do more than one thing.
Oh, yeah. You know, we kind of teach. One thing, I'm really strong on teaching, you know, the principles of scripture. And, you know, if you really do some history and study on the apostles, they did not stay in one place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the gospel, became very broad because they didn't stay in one city. The Bible says they went from house to house and from city to city. So we teach that the gospel, if the scripture in the gospel is hid, it's only hid to them that are lost. And if it's hid to the lost, it's because we are really staying in one area. And so, because I've been teaching that since the inception of our church, people have embraced it. So they understand, and then they understand the title bishop. The bishop is one who goes and he plants. And if I don't go, I can't plant. So I got good people that understand that and understand the mission, and then I do understand my role as well, my role as their shepherd. So I try my best. I can count the times that I miss Sunday service, so I'm good.
Hey, that's That's powerful, and that's great. Like, especially now, like, you know, you turn on the TV, you listen to a radio, it's a lot of craziness going on in the country today. And your music has always been positive, upbeat. One of my favorite songs is Better.
Yeah.
How important is that positive message to just get out there right now, especially right now?
Right, yeah. So much going on. A lot of uncertainty, and, you know, I think that that's what gospel music does. Gospel music brings that positive element to any situation, and I think that that's what really keeps me relevant as well, because I keep my ear to the streets, and I keep my eyes on what's going on, and I try to come up with music that will represent the kingdom, represent God, but also give a positive message in negative times.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, and it's just not limited to here. I mean, your music is spread all over the world, Tokyo, Africa, Italy, France. How is praise music or praise dance around that? How is that celebrated all over the world? How does it, you know, does it differ?
And, you know, that makes you feel really good, too, that everybody from around the world really embraces the music and embraces the message. And so, like you said, Africa, you know, Tokyo, all those places that really and you know, Italy, that says, you know, we love this type of music too. And that's what, again, that's what gospel music is all about.
I mean, even like stuff, now here goes some, I was reading this was a while ago, your song, Every Praised, helped deliver a 10-year-old who got kidnapped. Because he just sung Every Praise for about 3 hours.
Yes.
I mean, how does that make you feel?
Man, when I first heard that, I was so overwhelmed with that, man. And I flew down to Atlanta, and I met him, and I met his family. And, it, you know, until this day, we're really still cool and, you know, close to each other. And it just really made me feel good that I was able to put some music out that was actually literally able to save his life.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I'm pretty sure that your music has saved other people, but you physically saved a person's life with your music.
Physically. And that's a badge of honor for me, and I thank God for that.
Now, a minute ago, you just said, you know, you use that, I mean, like, things like that to stay relevant. Obviously, something like that is going to keep you relevant. And in previous interviews, you said that sometimes it's hard because music changes pretty often. Do you still feel that's the case, or you just set where you're at right now?
Well, you know, music changes, but the message stays the same. So I try to stay relevant with the music as well. You know, I want to stay relevant, but I also want to stay distinct, because gospel music is definitely distinct.
Okay. I mean, you've been doing this for over 20 years, so, I mean, what do you think fueled your 20-year longevity in this business alone?
Well, I think the longevity comes with me keeping my ear to the street and really knowing the times that we're living in and able to come up with music that can penetrate the heart and reach the soul.
I mean, a while back, I mean, I did my homework. I mean, you were judging How Sweet the Sound. What did you see, like, in the future of gospel music, you know, for you to judge it? Like, you say you keep your ear to the street. What did you like? What did you see that, like, is, I guess, a upcoming trend when you were judging?
Well, you know, when I was doing the How Sweet the Sound, you know, what I saw then, I knew that gospel music was going to be revolutionized. I knew that it was going to keep on evolving. You know, when I saw those choirs and when I saw, you know, the song, when I heard the songs and saw the choir director and saw the movement of the choirs, it is a big difference from when we started back in the 80s. And so I just began to see the transformation and the evolution of gospel music during that time. And so as you see it, you know, progress, you have to progress as well.
Hey, I understand that. You gotta move with where it's going, you know? And thank you for, I know, just giving us a little bit of your time, because you gotta get ready for tonight. But one last question. I gotta let you go, Bishop. One last question. What advice would you give, like, new upcoming gospel newcomers that, you know, this new generation, what advice would you give them?
you know what I would give them? I would give them, you know, the advice of just being able to stay the course, stay relevant, stay encouraged, and really understand that the Bible says that in Ecclesiastes, says that everyone has a time and a chance. And while you're waiting for your time, and while you're waiting for your chance, celebrate somebody else that already has it. And, you know, a lot of times, those that ain't got, sometimes you get a little weary, and sometimes you feel like it's not going to happen, but you have to stay the course. And while you're waiting for your time and waiting for your chance, you know, celebrate somebody else.
That's deep, Bishop, and that's 100% right. I mean, you got to celebrate the people that's there. Your time going to come. Lot of positivity, no hate. Go do what you're doing. And speaking of being relevant, I want my people to follow you. Please, all your social media information where they can see you, they can get those words of wisdom. Please, go ahead.
Sure, you can follow me, of course, on Facebook at Hezekiah Walker. And I also have my fan page. Of course, that's the official fan page of Hezekiah Walker on Facebook. And then, Bishop, you can follow me on Instagram. That's Bishop Hez on Instagram. And then also on Twitter, Hezekiah Walker.
And we'll make sure we put it on our Facebook page where people can see it and people can go there and people can see you. Speaking of see you, they're going to see you tonight at the Festival of Praise. So,
and I can't wait for tonight. Tonight's going to be amazing.
All right. And thanks for giving us a little bit of your time. I know you're a busy guy and you're getting ready for tonight.
All right. Love you, sir.
All right. Thanks so much, Bishop.
Bye-bye.
Bye.